right, let's move on now and talk a little bit about the Boston Globe. The paper says an independent investigation has cleared the Globe's editor of charges of harassment. Now, the Globe had launched an investigation into Brian McGrory after former Boston.com editor Hillary Sargent accused McGrory of sending her sexually suggestive and inappropriate text messages. That investigation, according to the Globe, quote, found that they were initiated by and reciprocated by both parties and did not violate our anti-harassment policy, end quote. Well, joining me now with his analysis of this is John Carroll, WBUR senior news analyst and a professor of journalism at Boston University. John, it's good to see you again.
Good to be here.
Well, I should note before we continue with our conversation that we did reach out to the Globe and Hillary Sargent, and they all declined to comment today. So let's start with your take on this investigation. I mean, remind us, first of all, what the charges were and then what the investigation specifically found.
Okay, so Hillary Sargent came forward with screenshots of text messages that purportedly, she said, were between her and Brian McGrory. She was seeking advice on writing. He at one point asked her, what do you wear when you write? She said, seriously? And he said, well, kind of not. That was one of a number, Hillary Sargent said, of exchanges they had that she thought were inappropriate and of a sexual nature. She basically brought these charges out on her Twitter feed. The Boston Globe sued her almost immediately. Basically, they went into court. The judge said, hey, why are you even here? Go work this out. And so that's when the Boston Globe said, we're going to have an outside counsel. Let's do a little vocabulary lesson here. This is an outside counsel. I'm not sure we should call this an independent investigation.
Okay.
Because this law firm is the same law firm that brought the lawsuit against Hillary Sargent.
I see.
So they work for the Boston Globe. So this isn't really an independent investigation. And that's at the root of the problem that people have with the resolution of it. That
the resolution being?
Being an exoneration of Brian McGrory, except it's not really an exoneration of Brian McGrory. Because the independence of this group has been questioned. They should have gone to some group that did not have a vested interest in the outcome of this.
Right. So a different legal firm or some other truly independent investigator.
Okay. Or like what they did with the Kevin Cullen rumpus, which was they went and got people who were not associated with the Boston Globe to do an independent review.
But they got their own lawyers in this case instead.
That's right.
Okay. But about – it's a point taken. I'm going to come back to that in a second. But – how much of the findings of this investigation has the Globe actually released? I read a little bit of a statement.
Not very much. There was an internal memo that basically said what you said. They said they had looked at a series of exchanges and they found them to be personal and reciprocal and that Brian McGrory did not violate the guidelines that the Globe has for sexual harassment. They also said that they had addressed this directly with Mr. McGrory and there would be no further comment. So in a way, you know, you take a step back and you say this investigation has firmly planted both these people in midair because Brian McGrory still has these exchanges or the questions hanging over him. Hillary Sargent feels that she hasn't really gotten her day in court. Two things that have come out since the release of the internal memo at the Globe. One was Hillary Sargent says that there were a number of corroborating witnesses who were not interviewed by the outside counsel. According to their statement, they talked to Brian McGrory and Hillary Sargent. They didn't mention anyone else they talked to. So that Hillary
Just
Sargent
those two.
Says, what kind of investigation doesn't look at corroborating witnesses if they're available? There's another issue, too, that when this initially came out, Brian McGrory sent a memo to the staff of the Globe. He said he had nothing to do with Hillary Sargent being hired at Boston.com in 2014. At the time, Hillary Sargent said, hey, that's not true, and you've got the paperwork at the Globe. You should check this out. Since then, Hillary Sargent has published a screenshot of a text that she sent to Brian McGrory in 2014. It says, thanks for the new job. That's her text to Brian McGrory. He texts back, you learned today? Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up, and congratulations, you'll be great. One last thing. This has names and dates, which the original text exchange did not have. So that was one of the things that sort of kept that pretty nebulous.
So, John, you're a journalism professor here. I just have to I got to ask you. This is still missing context, though. I mean, we know from journalistic organizations, he's the editor of the Globe. One quick email exchange between the two of them doesn't necessarily mean that he had a direct influence in hiring her. I mean, it might have just been like a, hey, you know, good job. Yeah, you found out today, because he knows about a lot of hires that go on.
You can carve this up any way you want. I mean, you know, you can slice it as thin as you want. But it sure feels like there were more than one exchange. There was more than one exchange, because that's what the outside counsel said. And it certainly seems that there is at least the suspicion that Brian McGorry had something to do with Hillary Sargent getting the job.
Okay, so here's what I really want to ask you, John. I mean, right now, you're right. We can split this in a number of different ways. There's a lot of speculation that's going on because we have to speculate.
Right.
More information has not been revealed. I mean, Hillary Sargent's sending out her tweets about what she wants us to see, but the Globe's own investigation hasn't been made public. So, I mean, my trouble with all of this is that we don't know what the truth is, and how can we know? And is there kind of an issue about the city's paper of record that's made its name uncovering unsavory actions in other institutions not being totally forthcoming with the results of its own investigation of itself?
That's certainly a legitimate question. And let me just say, I'm not on anybody's side here. I'm pretty much here to try to lay out as much of the information around this as possible. I think this investigation did a disservice to both parties.
Mm-hmm.
I think that both of them are left in a sort of limbo in terms of some resolution of this. So this is a cloud that's hanging over Brian McGorry. And there was a front page piece on Juno Diaz, the whole issue with him at MIT and at the Boston Review. And it was basically, the thrust of it was, maybe the Me Too movement sometimes goes too far. Brian McGorry is the editor-in-chief of the paper that published that. You know, that's very much part of a defense that he might mount. So there are all kinds of hazy issues here that are going to go unresolved because this investigation wasn't really done with the kind of rigor that you would have hoped it would be done with.
But on the other hand, you would still hope that a newspaper could find the courage to put out maybe unpopular but hopefully accurately reported stories, you know, like that. I mean, since the Globe decided to put opinion pieces on the front page, we're going to see things like that.
Right. There's no question about that. And one of the big complaints, or one of the big challenges to the Globe, is that you hold other people to a much higher standard than you hold yourself. You may remember a number of months ago, they did a piece about how hard it is in the media business to police these kinds of things, and they withheld the identity of someone that they had pressured to leave the Globe because of sexual harassment. So the Globe is not applying the same standards to itself that it applies to other institutions. That's the way it looks to a lot of people who are critical of the Globe. But even if you're not critical of the Globe, you have to say, you know, this investigation did nobody any favors, the Globe, Brian McGorry, or Hillary Sargent.
So what would you like to see happen next then? Is there a way out of this?
I would like to see them go find some independent people to look at the things that have been raised since this memo came out to the staff, since this exoneration came out, and re-examine this whole issue. Hillary Sargent, at one point early on, said, it's not just me and it's not just this, meaning there are other people involved here in a harassing workplace, and there are other issues involved here than this just one text message that she had. So I think that there's a lot of ambiguity. There are a lot of questions left. The Globe would do itself a service by actually clearing this up and bring some reasonable resolution to this.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with you. Sort of unsupported allegations on social media, coupled with an investigation done by the Globe's own law firm. I mean, it ends up being a situation where it's impossible to really know what's going on, and that doesn't do anyone a service.
I totally agree.
Well, John Carroll, WBUR's senior news analyst and a professor of journalism at Boston University, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.